Hi, Joel. Thank you for calling back in. How's your Thursday going so far?
Well, kind of hectic right now.
Yeah, that's okay. That happens.
I didn't have a schedule in front of me, and I just running.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so.
Gotcha.
Anyway, well, so when can we?
Yeah, so I just need a couple of minutes. I think we pretty much took care of everything on the last phone call, and then we do client interviews every hour, as late as 3 o'clock today would be the last one available. So we can, I hope, find a moment where you could take that 30-minute phone call. You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can be working. You can be driving, as long as you can carry on a conversation. Bottom line.
Okay, that's fine.
And then I think for the billing information, how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what's going to work best for you? MasterCard. And is it your name first and last on the card, any middle initial or the business name?
No, just it's my business name.
Okay.
And it does have my name on it.
It has your name on it as well. Okay, and you said that was a MasterCard, right?
What's that?
You said it was a MasterCard?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And then Visa should start with a 4. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
One second here. I'm in the middle of something. Go
That's
put
okay.
it back in, Joe. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I understand.
In my... One second here.
Absolutely.
I'll try to push it in. Well, it's not grabbing. You got to push it in more. You got to grab it. The prison thing, push it in. There? Okay, there it is. Enough. One second here. One second. Yeah, I'm going to get to my shirt real quick.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, I'm trying not to use that in here that I got. So. Okay.
Okay, so the total is $299, you said, or what was that?
Yes, that's exactly correct. It is exactly $299. We're waiving the setup fee. It will only always and ever be exactly $299. No taxes, fees, nothing like that.
Okay, now another thing I had to ask you is that I don't have the Facebook set up yet.
That's okay.
So
yeah,
we'll
get that created here for you.
Okay, all right.
And again, it's not something you have to manage or add photos or anything like that. We'll do that for you. We do ask that you send us photos, and then we'll take care of the rest.
Okay, will do. You ready? It's 4842.
Okay.
2700.
Yes, sir.
0076.
Okay.
1356.
And then the expiration month and year?
0428.
04 of 2028, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
235.
So I've got 235, 235 on the back of the card. I've got April or 04 of 2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 48 42 27 00 00 76 13 56 56?
Correct.
Okay. And then what is the billing address of that particular card?
It is 9928 Sunny Drive, Northeast, Moses Lake, Washington.
You said sunny, right? Sunny, like a sunny day, sunny drive?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
And was that the 98837?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So we did the voice verification yesterday. Obviously, it's billing today for $299, month to month, no contract. and you will receive a confirmation email in about a minute or so through our automated system. If you do have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I see. 1 second here.
Absolutely. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., that is Pacific time. You can, of course, obviously email 24/7. If you email the support team, Mr. Gonzalez, they will reach out to you that same business day unless they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we went over yesterday in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. I did already do the security question yesterday, and then as far as the client interview, like I said, we schedule by the hour. We could do 10 o'clock or any hour except for 12. That's when that department takes their lunch break. We could do 10, 11, or 1, 2, or 3.
Let's do 11.
11? Okay. So in that case, at 10 o'clock, you're going to receive an automated email reminding you that the call itself is scheduled at 11. The call should get to you either right at 11 or within a few minutes of 11 o'clock. It is, like I said, a one-hour window for a call that really only does take about half that time. As I mentioned, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And I might not have done the security question. At least it didn't save. But just as an added layer of protection, another little bit of security, it is a security question. Question and answer here. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Gonzalez Garage Door, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And more importantly, whether it's a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road, if you do get phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they would need to know that information. In fact, they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would know the answer as well as the question. And if they can't give you that information basically immediately, that would not be us, and you should not entertain that phone call. Additionally, if anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that isn't us, and they wouldn't know that information. Again, just politely leave that call. The voice verification was recorded yesterday and attached to your file today, meaning that it clearly states it bills once a month on the 15th, exactly $2.99. It would never be a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Which one was that?
The city you were born in or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
You're born in. And then what is the answer?
Moses Lake.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you? Looks like it's still in process.
Yeah, I got the text messages, yeah.
You got the text messages. I have joelgonzalez.overhead@gmail.com, right? joelgonzalez.overhead@gmail.com.
Yeah, Gonzalez is spelled with an S at the end on that one.
On the email?
On the email only, yeah. My business is with a Z, but the email is with an S.
Got it. Okay, that's why our system is having issues sending those out. I just assumed, you know, that it would match the spelling of your name. But I apologize.
Yeah, it should have been, but
that's okay. That's okay. I'm going to resend it manually. It does mean that you may get a duplicate of this particular email, but I did want you to see you're going to get a couple of emails. One says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You don't have to open that up now, obviously, but any photos you can send us, if it's photos of equipment or tools, photos of your work vehicle, photo of a business card, any license or insurance, send us that, and then that helps us expedite the process of kind of satisfying Google that you are an active business, that you are providing these services. You'll also receive a welcome email. The welcome email has your, not only our client support information, most of our emails do. The welcome email will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. I don't have it in front of me. It hasn't been generated yet, but typically your username is going to be the phone number that we're speaking on, area code included, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. It'll have a default password that you can change at any point in time. But I did send you manually the Local Splash initial invoice. That's the one that I would like you to quickly open here. I mean, quickly meaning it'll only take a minute or so.
Is it on the email or on the
one? If you got the link, that's fine. But the one that says Local Splash initial invoice, it seems my system's a little bit slow. I don't know. Our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, so sometimes it doesn't happen immediately.
Okay, I just opened it.
Oh, there you go. You got
Local
it now
Splash
already.
Terms and- Okay.
Correct, yeah. So obviously you can scroll above that line. All of the different services that we are providing for you are outlined there. If you find that your website is going to be down for more than a week, it takes us about a week to build a website for you. The website would be included as a placeholder. We would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it as long as we needed to. That is included. But obviously the point here is to promote your existing website, just as I mentioned, if it goes down or is being worked on and is not active for more than a week, just let us know. After you click the three boxes, one that you agreed to let us send SMS or text messages, one that you authorize or that you are the authorized holder and signer, and the other that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring, although of course you can stop at any point in time, no questions asked or fees involved. Once you've got those three boxes clicked, if you haven't already, click the longer box and type in or copy and paste your first and last name. It is usually case sensitive, although not always finicky about that, but a capital J and a capital G would certainly help. And then hit the confirm signature. If you're on your smartphone, you might need to turn it sideways. Landscape mode allows that to clip, pop up a little higher so that you can click on it. But that does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, that we reduced the cost. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is already out there for your business is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that if it takes you to another screen and maybe asks you to log into your tracking and reporting system. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, let me see here. Oh, I don't know what this is. Are you still there?
I am here, yeah.
Okay, I don't know what just happened. Okay, so, yep. Okay, so what screen am I looking for? The agreement, the agree to see, receive MSN, is that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so click on that box. Obviously, we do want to be able to send you text messages. That's one of the ways we'll reach out to you, text, phone, and email. But of course, we do want you to agree to receive those SMS or text messages. Check that you certify that you're the authorized holder of the card and that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring. And then click the longer box that says sign, type in or copy and paste your name as it appears there, and then hit the longer orangish colored box that says confirm signature.
Okay. Did it.
Okay. So if it's asking you to log into your account, you don't have to go that extra step. Our tracking system thinks both that our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first, which we will be doing today in that 11 o'clock hour. You'll get official confirmation by text and email once your tracking system is live. At that point, you have 24/7 access to it. Reports update throughout the day, so almost real-time reporting. You will, in a moment, get the welcome email as well. I'm going to, again, manually send it if I don't see it being sent by our system, so you might get a duplicate on that one as well. But that has your login credentials. It is your phone number that is your username. Just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, 509-761-2944. You can't change your username. It's in our system the same way and intended to be easy for you to remember and at the same time easy for us to access and associate with your account. You don't have to jot it down. The welcome email will have it as well. But SEM, success, SEMSUCCESS, all lowercase, no space. That's your default password. You can change that at any point in time. I will be on the phone call if I'm available at 11 o'clock. I'll try to keep my phone line open. I'll join that conversation in the very beginning to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you may have. I may already be on a call, in which case they will call you on their own. But either way, we'll be reaching out to you right at or a couple minutes after 11 o'clock. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that website out there, get your phone ringing. Of course, get that verification process squared away for you. I know that's a headache and a hassle for you overhead garage door guys, but we're looking to help you out with that.
All right.
All right. Cool. All right, Joel. Looking forward to working with you. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll be calling you back right at or a couple minutes after 11 o'clock.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.